This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but did not want to disgrace Mary publicly. So he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order to make come true what the Lord had said through the prophet, "A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us." So, when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to, but he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son, and Joseph named him Jesus.
Really great to see you all here. Thank you for coming. My name's Matthew. I'm the lead pastor. We're in the first Sunday of Advent, and I mentioned a little bit earlier that we're talking about experiencing the story today, and in fact that's really our whole Advent season. We're going to be looking at different ways of reading the Christmas story, different ways of experiencing the Christmas story. We just heard part of the Christmas story there, and a couple of people are going to come and share with us a little bit about how they see themselves in the story, and that's something we want everybody to think about today. We've got different activities that are going to go on that will give you an opportunity to experience the story and kind of put yourself in it and imagine what it might have been like both then, but also how that story becomes real for us today. So if Elliot and Hannah would like to come up, let's give these guys a round of applause as they come up, because they'd be very courageous here. I'm going to give you guys the platform. So Elliot's just going to share first and tell us a little bit about how you see yourself in that story, Elliot.
So I identified with the angel in the story, the one who came to Joseph in a dream. We don't know the name of this angel, though it quite possibly could have been Gabriel, the chief messenger of God. We tend to think of angels as like an entity of heaven acting to fulfill God's goals. But if we actually think of them as individuals with names, then it becomes crazy how huge an impact one individual had on history. And it becomes even more crazy when we consider that quite possibly heaven doesn't exist in the same linear time scale as we do on Earth, and that they know what will happen in the future. So imagine as if you're one individual and you know the impact of what you're doing will happen. You know that thousands from years people worship the Jesus, and now we begin to realize how huge an impact that single angel had. Now this should also remind us that we too can have a huge impact. Even though we're not angels from heaven, we were created in God's image. Every day here on Earth, we have the opportunity to serve God by helping others. Instead of ignoring these opportunities or speaking about them but remaining inactive, let's embrace them. The angel has showed us that we too can have a huge impact even in our everyday lives. Thank you.
That's so cool. Follow that, Hannah. Thanks, Elliot.
That was great. I think something similar for me when I was watching this video. I've heard this story since I was a child, and it becomes this thing which you just hear, once a year, and you know how it goes. But I think just putting myself in their shoes, and it must have been very, very frightening, and not knowing what would happen, and knowing there was great risk, and it not making any sense. And even today, if it happened, it wouldn't really make any sense. But that to know that they were brave, not because Mary and Joseph were extraordinary and extra special, but we know from reading the Bible that God uses very ordinary people. And I think that just struck me that they were ordinary people with ordinary fears and struggles and experiences. And then also, I was just kind of similar to Elliot. I was thinking about how God orchestrated this, and he put such a huge thing in their hands, and he kind of knew it would work out, but he still used them in a really amazing way and protected them and kind of watched over them and guided them. But I feel like he does that for us. He wants to use us in real ways, and knowing that we have fears and we don't know what's going on a lot of the time, but that was a great comfort, I think, to know that God really is with us every step, even when it doesn't feel like it.
That's so cool. That's great. Let's give these guys a round of applause. Thanks so much for sharing. So that's pretty, I think it's a very vulnerable thing to not only to put yourself in the story, but also to share, you know, that from a personal angle. So thank you guys. But let's hold that sort of, that space ourselves, certainly for the rest of this series and during this Advent season, to really immerse ourselves in this story, experience it perhaps in fresh ways, put ourselves right in the middle of it, in the middle of it all. Let's all stand together. We're gonna sing another song. So let's stand.
My name is Chaz Foster, and I've made you guys a nativity scene. You might not have known it was a nativity scene because it looks like a pile of boxes. But I was thinking about nativity scenes, and my first image is of, you know, a nice little barn, the rolling countryside, shepherds are coming along. And then I Googled Bethlehem, and Bethlehem looks, at least now, it looks like this. And I was thinking this was a town that Joseph and Mary went to, and probably if there were a lot of people there, that it looked a lot like this even back then. People tended to live close together. And so I've made us kind of a nativity condo. And what we'd like you guys to do, if you want to, is because there aren't any people in here yet, or animals. I didn't even put in a Mary and Joseph and a baby Jesus. I thought about doing that, but then I realized you guys could make much better baby Jesuses than I could. So we've got some clay over on the table. It's just dirt and water. So that's, sometimes it's known as mud, but we're gonna call it clay. But there's also some hand wipes there, if you're into cleanliness. And I took a little bit of that clay and made a person. Mine looks kind of more like a frog than a person, but that's okay. I'm gonna stick him in here somewhere. So this is, that's maybe where I am in this town, and somewhere in this town, there's a baby being born. I might not even know that there's a baby being born at this point, because I'm not a wise man. I would have seen the star but not known what it was. But that's okay, because I'm still in that setting with someone who I'll come to know as Jesus. And so this is less a where's Jesus than a where are you in relation to Jesus. But if you could do me a favor and make a Jesus or make a cow or make a shepherd and put them in the nativity scene, that would be great. Thanks.
Just, we'll take a few moments. Feel free to move around, come and grab some clay. It's okay to chat with one another. It's okay to have some fun with this. And let's put make ourselves or the images that Chan said and put them in the nativity scene. We'll take a few minutes for this. Thank you.
Ransom captive Israel. Our world can seem very full of bad news. Have you noticed that? Whether you have it on your, you pull it up online, or you switch on the TV, or the radio, or Alexa, or however you get your news, there can be so much bad news. Sometimes it can feel kind of overwhelming. You know, sometimes you just think, stop, it's too much, so much bad news. And we can feel that that maybe is a new phenomenon, but I don't think it is. I think the world that Jesus came into 2,000 years ago was not all that different from ours. There was a lot of poverty and oppression and violence and fear and anxiety. A lot of the things that maybe we experience too. And yet when Jesus was born, the angels sang, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Peace on earth. Jesus came into the world as the Prince of Peace. Even though there was all that oppression and poverty and violence, Jesus came as a Prince of Peace. And I think Jesus still comes as Prince of Peace, even into all the things that we're facing, all the things that we struggle with, all our hurts and disappointments and our fears and our anxieties. Jesus still comes into that as Prince of Peace. So we're going to do an exercise now as we start in this Advent series. We're going to think about some of the things that maybe are heavy in our hearts, some of the things that feel dark, some of the things that we're worried about, or situations where we really want Jesus to come in as that Prince of Peace. So there are some pens here and some pieces of paper, and you can draw or write things that you want Jesus to come in as the Prince of Peace and stick them up onto this news board here. And then we're going to say a prayer in just a few minutes and ask that Jesus come into those situations. So we're going to do this as a prayerful exercise. We're not going to get all chatty. We're going to play some music and just take just 3 minutes to come and write something that's heavy for you, personal. No one's going to read it, and just stick it on this board. We're going to ask together that Jesus come into all of these situations. We're going to say three times this prayer, three times, "O come, Emmanuel," together. O come, Emmanuel. O come, Emmanuel. O come, Emmanuel.
You know, we don't like to wait. And our culture does everything we can do to avoid that waiting, right? We use a microwave to save us from waiting to have, some soup simmer on a stove. We use credit cards to keep us from waiting, you know, till our paycheck comes in to make a purchase. We'll order online, right, to save us from waiting in line at the restaurant or at the store. Or maybe we'll track down a leaked copy of a song to save us from waiting for an entire album to drop. These are the challenges that we face and how we try to get rid of waiting at all costs. We don't like to wait. But since the 4th century, followers of Jesus have built in a practice of waiting into the month of December. We call it Advent, the season of Advent, and it's designed to help us learn to wait, to slow down, to think about and patiently and prayerfully wait to celebrate the coming of Jesus into our world. Like the ancient prophets who longed for centuries for this promised Messiah to come, we look forward to the celebration of Christ's birth, but also to the fulfillment of God's promise to make things right again. And though the frenzy of decorations and sales and travel and holiday spending really seek to pull us into a state of rush and hurry, Advent invites us to slow down, to think about our need, to think about God's promise to step into our world and to allow the anticipation to build as we wait to celebrate the coming of Jesus. Over the next few minutes, the Jennings family is going to come and they're going to read scripture and light a candle and lead us in a prayer. We'll also sing a song of waiting, longing for the coming of Emmanuel, God with us. We'll also have the opportunity to share communion. And it's that bread and drink that reminds us of Jesus, that one who is hope. Hope that God has come, is coming into the world to make things right and to work in us and through us as we welcome Jesus into our lives. But first, we'll wait.
Those people lived in darkness, but they will see a great light. They lived in a place as dark as death, but a great light will shine on them. This will happen when the special child is born. God will give us a son who will be responsible for leading the people. His name will be Wonderful Counselor, Powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace. His power will continue to grow, and there will be peace without end. This will establish him as the king sitting on David's throne and ruling his kingdom. He will rule with goodness and justice forever and ever. The strong love that the Lord all-powerful has for his people will make this happen. O God of hope, when we wait in darkness, we can feel lonely and afraid. O God of hope, your love makes all things new. O God of hope, we know that you are with us.
In Jesus we have hope.
Amen.